Praise God. I want to say thank you, ladies, for your labor. Amen. The church, praise God, all you've done for us these days. I desire your prayers tonight. Amen. An old fella up in the mountains got up one time singing with two quite large ladies. And one of them said, pray for me, I'm a little hoarse. And somebody said, I don't know about that. Amen. So, I'm a little hoarse tonight. Amen. Amen. Praise God. It's good to be in God's house. Amen. Amen. I appreciate what's done here this morning. And amen. I appreciate the power of God. Amen. Amen. Brother Larry.
That's right.
Amen. Preaching to my heart once again. Amen. I thank you, Brother Larry. Amen. Brother Roger preaching. All the preachers that's preached. Yes. Amen. I appreciate just hearing preaching. Amen. Yes. But I do desire your prayers. I'm having some physical problems, and I want y'all to pray for me.
Yes.
Amen. A few days ago, I got a call from a doctor, and I was supposed to have a knee surgery. I was supposed to have it on the 1st of this month, and they canceled that, set it up for the 15th. I got another call back and got some more problems with blood problems and all, so I'm not going to be able to have the surgery probably on the 15th. So they put it off again. But God knows all about that business. Amen. He knows what He's doing. I don't question what God's work is and His will. Anyway, praise God, but I do desire your prayers. The Lord help us. And I want to thank Brother Kevin Harbison, amen, for being here. Praise God. Good brother, amen. I didn't say your last name right,
didn't I? You got close.
Got close, amen. A few years ago, I was between churches, and Brother Kevin invited me down to preach for him on a Sunday morning. And my oldest son was a wild, rebellious teenager. And he went with us that morning. And praise God, I preached first, and then Brother Terry Pace preached that morning, and I never will forget the message, Brother Terry. Amen. You preached on, amen, the sea of refuge. And my rebellious, wild boy fell up an altar that morning.
Praise
God. He got saved, amen. He had made a number of professions before that, but nothing kept. And amen, but since that day, he claims that day is his day of salvation.
Amen.
And this past Wednesday night, he stood in the pulpit of our home church. Conducted service, he's leading the choir there.
Amen.
And I'm a happy daddy. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Don't give up on him, praise God. Amen. Don't give up, praise God. Just keep praying. But I appreciate men of God that knows the leadership of God. Amen. And Brother Kevin, amen. If Brother Kevin hadn't called me to go preach that morning, that boy would have probably missed his opportunity. Thank you, preacher. Amen. You say it don't mean much. It does to me. Amen. Amen. I'm thankful for it. Praise God. Amen. I was trying to remember the last time I was here, probably 20-some years ago. Amen. When I was here in the church in a homecoming service. And I appreciate Brother Joel. And amen. He's been a blessing in my heart. And I'm not going to preach long tonight. Amen. Why don't you turn in the scriptures with us, Psalms 104. Amen. If you have your place, stand with us. I'll read just a few words here and then give you what God's laid on my heart. Psalms 104, verse number 26. Psalms 104, verse number 26. The Bible says, there go the ships. There go the ships. It's amazing to me that God put those few words right there in that particular place. You read before and read after. There's you can't even get where the ships are there. Talking about the oceans, the Leviathan, creatures of the deep. God put them all there. But in the middle of that, he said, there go the ships. You can be seated. I appreciate you standing. I'm going to preach for a few minutes tonight on the old ship of Zion. Amen. I'll say first of all tonight, I'm glad I'm on board. Amen. I look at that verse there and I say it's not just one ship, but it's two ships.
Yeah.
Amen. You can't put an S on ship without getting more than one.
Right.
Amen. So he's talking about two ships here, no doubt. And I believe, amen, the first ship I want to talk about tonight is the ship of destruction.
Yeah.
And you better believe this. Hey, you better believe what I'm going to say. There's a lot of people on that ship that think they're all right, that think everything's okay, thinks clear sailing's ahead, but I'm going to tell you they're headed for destruction.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I was thinking of calling a fella. I wasn't in the Navy, but I called a fella and asked him some questions about the ships. And he gave me three things, amen, that the ships have to do out on the ocean. Number one, they have to be identified by some kind of marking. Every ship that sails in a nation's navy is identified by a flag. Amen. Amen. Our American Navy is identified by the flag that's been bought and paid for by the blood of many a man. Amen. We have the liberty and the freedom that we have tonight. And our American Navy sails under that American flag. But I got to thinking, praise God, if that be true, what's the ship of destruction's flag? And it can only be one thing, and that's the crossbones, the old skull and crossbones. Amen. Hey, that ship is nothing but death.
Come on.
Every wicked thing, every wicked thought, every wicked man, every wicked woman is on that ship of destruction. You say, but preacher, I'm pretty good. No, you're not. Amen. Don't get it in your mind there's anything good in you tonight. You're on a ship of destruction, and without Christ doing a work in your heart, you'll die on that ship. I got to thinking about all the young people, and Lord God, my heart goes out to the young people. They're faced with so much stuff in these days. Been dealing with a family in my church, 15-year-old girl. Amen. Got her mind set on the world. And praise God, it's going to take the Holy Ghost of God to turn her. And she's getting on that ship of destruction. Now, I want to say this tonight, and I hope you don't take it the wrong way. But there's youngins here tonight in this building.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's on that ship.
You're right.
You say, preacher, I'm young. Amen. If you're old enough to know the difference between right and wrong, you're old enough to be saved. Amen.
Yes.
But on that ship, you think about this, mom and daddy. Your little girls and your little boys that's reached that time in their life to accept Christ, if they don't make a move to God soon, amen, it's going to be too late. You say, I don't believe that, preacher. You better read this Bible. As in the days of Noah, as in the days of Lot, so shall it. If we're not there, we're not there, I don't know this book. Amen. You've never seen wickedness like we're seeing this hour. You've never seen sin like we're seeing in this hour. You've never seen such vileness and vulgarness in this world like we're seeing now. But mom and dad, you've got children on those ships. Amen. Those little precious girls that, amen, have reached that age of responsibility. Amen. And they're on that ship. And every vile and wretched creature that's on there is reaching and grabbing at them. That's what's happening. Drugs and alcohol and a bare lifestyle. Amen. Young girls now raised in the house of God, taught how to dress right. Amen. Won't just strip off and run the streets with no clothes on. I live in probably the most wickedest place in the world, Asheville, North Carolina. There's more sodomites moved in on us. Amen. A man in my church came up Cleveland Avenue the other night from the hospital. And it's a red light at the hot spot. Praise God, there's a woman standing in the middle of the road with no top on and an umbrella. In Asheville, North Carolina, I'm talking about, Brother Jeremy, the heart of the Bible Belt.
Yeah, go ahead, preacher.
Years ago, Dr. Sexton, Ralph Sexton Sr., stood in his pulpit. I was there and heard him say it. He said, if Asheville City Council does not turn, God's going to judge them.
Yeah. Wow.
They was fighting him, amen, not trying to give him permission to build that church over there. And he said, our actual city council is standing against God. That's been years ago. And you wonder why we went down, Brother Roger. That's exactly why. We have turned our back on God. There's no fear left in the house of God anymore. No fear. And that ship of destruction is sailing by tonight. Many a hundred on that ship dying lost without God. Headed for destruction. I thought about everything that's on that ship. All the liquor crowds on there, Brother Larry.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Now you get a hold of this. You probably heard it advertised. Asheville, North Carolina. The last count I had was 30-some breweries in Asheville, North Carolina. Hey, man, this I mean, where you go over there, Brother Roger? You know, you work over there. There's bars. Didn't used to be that way. Amen. And they're offering it to our young people. They'll have them meetings on the streets, set up bars on the outside. Give them a taste. You cross the state line going into Tennessee, there's a big sign over there talking about Tennessee moonshine.
Yeah.
Come in for a taste. I'm going to tell you right now, your youngins will be right there tasting that stuff, amen, because they're on that ship. And without God's grace in their lives, they'll die on that ship. I'm going to tell you right now, the liquor crowd, back in the late 1800s, amen, this man was born in 1880, was raised, praise God, as a preacher's home, amen, over Mordecai Helm. He preached all over the South. Amen. He died in the early 60s. Amen. But he stood against liquor. And the United States Congress was going to vote, amen, on the liquor bill. And they said, we know it'll pass. We know we can do it because we got two preachers that's preaching against it. And that was Billy Sunday, Mordecai Helm. They said, we can stop it. Amen. But that bill was abolished. And now it's everywhere.
Right, right.
They call me crazy.
Come on, preacher, you run away.
They tell me that I'm a legalist.
Yeah, go ahead.
They tell me that I'm lopsided. Amen.
Right.
Because I believe in some Bible standards and some godly living.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. A Christian's home ain't no place for alcohol of any sort. Amen.
Yes,
and if you got a Budweiser clock hanging on your wall, you're probably lost without God.
Yes,
you don't see any shame and disgrace in that. You're on that ship of destruction.
Yes,
go all over that county where we live up there, Brother Roger. Amen. Called me the other day. Praise God, down yonder where they're building that big brewery. What was that sign, brother? Amen. Government sponsored.
Oh, yeah, government.
Yeah. The money that's building that is given by the government.
Help us, preacher. Come on.
Now, you tell me. Can you honestly tell me tonight? There ain't nothing wrong with that. That's just helping the economy.
God help.
It ain't helped our economy.
Amen. That's right.
We're in worse trouble now in Buckham County than we ever have been. Amen. But there's hundreds on that ship. Different things. Drugs.
Right. You're running well, preacher.
Brother Roger, here a little bit this morning. I mean, just about every home's got some kind of drugs in it.
Right.
You think you're going to hide that from your children?
Come on.
If they ain't seen it from you, they're seeing it off the television.
Right.
And they think it's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, just a little feeling. You're looking at a man tonight that's been there and it's more than a feeling.
Right.
It's demonic.
Right.
You can't tell me anything that's all right for you cause you to see things running down the wall.
Come on, preacher.
You can't tell me, thank God, it'll make you, amen, okay and everything. Hey, when you come down off that stuff, your body's a wreck.
Yep.
There's a hunger and a desire inside that individual. For more of that.
You're right.
And your children, some of them will be on that ship.
My.
Be on it. My son was so close. My brother, he was so close. Headed for destruction. Headed to hell. But thank God. Thank God. For an old man of God that stood and preached.
Amen.
Amen. Brought conviction from heaven above on my sin, on my boy's heart.
Yes. Yes.
Revealed his sin and let him see. You better get to the city of refuge.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Flying that flag of skull and crossbones, death,
yes,
heartache and sorrow.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
That little boy right there. If God don't work with this couple's heart right here and help them get close to God, what's going to happen to him?
You're right, preacher.
Folks, I don't know you. But I'm going to tell you right there, that ought to be the most precious thing in your life right now. Amen. It ain't a good job. Amen. It ain't money and wealth and fame. Amen. God placed in your hands, praise God. Amen. Something that will live forever. Thank God, what you do with it now is critical in His life. It's critical. Amen. On a ship of destruction. Headed to hell, Brother Jeremy. January 1980, I was sailing on that ship. Amen. Sailing along. Living a life of sin, not caring for anybody or anything. Way down on 85 down yonder, brother. Going across the Georgia line. On the Tallulah River at Lake Hartwell. God. Oh, Lord. God caught up with me.
Amen.
I come down that hill from my marker one night and thought I had a flat. Driving an old semi. Come off that hill, I heard something plopping, and I eased over on the medium. I'm on the side, on the emergency line. And I got out of the cab of that truck and got my old thumping stick. Went down that driver's side, made the turn, come back up on the right-hand side. No tires flat. And I walked over to the guardrail.
Amen.
And I sat down on that guardrail. Looked way up that lake up there. Way up. There's a light shining. I said, Lord, I wonder who lives in that house. He said, if you don't get your heart right, you'll see no more light. Put fear in me. Do you hear me tonight? We're living in a time when there is no fear. Brother, there's no fear in anybody's heart. Everything's accepted. Everything. Brother, you've seen a day in the house of God when there's fear in the hearts of the people on the pews. But it's gone, brother. I sat down in my bar there at the house in the kitchen. I sat down there the other night about 3 o'clock in the morning. And I put my head down in my hands and I said, God, what's wrong with us?
Yeah.
What's wrong with us? And the sweet spirit of God spoke to my heart and said, there ain't no fear left.
You're right, that's it.
Said, the gospel message now has been heard so much, don't have any power in it. Yeah. And I said, but Lord, you ain't changed.
Right.
Hey, amen. It ain't that man right there that brought the fire here this morning.
Amen.
It ain't been a liar, but it's his obedience to God.
Amen,
my Lord. Thank God for you. Amen. Had he not been obedient to God this morning, that young man right there wouldn't be saved tonight. Amen. God don't use you and me. He uses the Spirit of God through us, Brother Peter. And praise God, if we don't give way to him, we're going to miss this thing. These youngins are going to die lost. And I prayed God in heaven above that night and said, not that bar. I said, God, if it's something I've done to mess this thing up, please, dear God, forgive me. And praise God, before I got through praying, I had a little fear in my heart. I began to see them youngins in the church die without God. And I said, Lord, it ain't no time to quit now. Oh, God, help me. Help me. I'll go back out tomorrow night. I'll preach to them one more time. And I'll beg them to get right with God. Amen. We need that power from heaven.
Yes, we do.
We're going to get them off that ship. We're going to have it, Lord.
You're right. We're
going to have it.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Yonder in the shipyards in Virginia, they're building a new nuclear carrier. Supposed to be one of the best aircraft carriers in the world. They're going to name it the USF Kennedy. Amen. The USNN Kennedy. After our former president, John F. Kennedy. His daughter, Caroline, is sponsoring that ship. Amen. They're going to launch it in 2018. In 2020, they're going to commission it in the U.S. Navy. It weighs 100,000 pounds, or ton, 100,000 ton. That's a big boat. It's a big boat. It's got complacement on it for 90, amen, airplanes that can go out in battle. 90. That's not counter recovery service helicopters and everything. 90 aircraft carrier, over 90 airplanes to be airborne to fight the enemy. It's got guns to protect it. Land air missiles. Got a Patriot system. Hey, amen. If a missile tries to get out on them, they'll take him down. Thank God. God's blessed our nation. It's got two nuclear units in it. Amen. To power that ship. It's got four screws on it to propel it through the water. It'll run 35 mile hour plus. 100,000 ton running 35 mile hour on water. Oh Lord, that blew my mind. I couldn't find how much the anchor weighed. But one link in the anchor chain, 3,000 pounds.
Wow.
Woo! Hey man, y'all getting hold of all that?
Come on.
Hey man. When that thing is out on the ocean, or will be out on the ocean, it'll have escort vehicles. There'll be two destroyers with her at all times. God help us.
Oh yeah. Right.
Preach, oh yeah.
She's going to sail in 2020. Hey man, going to protect our nation. One or two. The Ford and the Kennedy. I read all that. And I thought, dear God, if we can build a ship that big, think how big that ship is the devil's built.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hundreds of millions of souls.
Oh, God.
Well, right now, almost 7 billion people.
Yeah.
Statistics say 85% don't know God. My Lord, I think we've dropped the ball.
You're right.
Jesus Christ came in this world to save the lost. And that ship's a sailing almost a full load.
Yep.
Amen. That carrier, Brother Larry, when it's finished, will have 6,000 men on it. 6,000 men. Listen to this. It is prepared to sail, fueled, it don't take on diesel, powered by nuclear generators or whatever, reactors. And it's got enough in it right now to last 25 years. Never have to be refueled for 25 years. Old devil ain't going to give up. He's going to come after my grandchildren. He's going to come after your little girls. He wants them on that ship. But that night down yonder on the Toluga River Bridge, God said, if you don't get right, you ain't going to see the light. That ship is identified by a flag. Secondly, it's identified by cargo.
Yes, sir.
When another ship meets it on the sea, it has to state what country it's from, and it has to state, hey man, the cargo, what it's hauling, whether it's goods, military, has to state it. Hey man, what ship you on tonight?
Yeah.
What ship you on? The third thing that identifies that ship is its destination.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. I'm going to tell you where that ship's headed tonight.
Yeah.
It's headed to hell.
Come on.
And I don't think you want to go there, amen?
Right.
I know I ain't going.
Right.
I know, praise God, my old cat's been saddled, amen.
Yeah.
The handwriting of ordinances against me has been nailed to Calvary, amen.
Preaching,
and yours too, if you'll take it.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Right. Headed to hell. That night down on that bridge, I said, Lord, help me. If I get back home, if I can just get back home, I'll go to the church. I'll get right with God. I didn't know it right then. I said this, but I know better now. I said I could probably got saved right there on that guardrail. I don't believe that.
Right. Everybody.
God had picked me out of place.
Yep.
He said, son, you got to get right here now.
That's right.
Amen. It laid there for years and years and years. Amen. That night I said, Lord, if you'll help me get back home, I'll be in church on Sunday. I went on down into Florida, made my deliveries, come back. Amen. Got to my house, got my liquor out, got a liter bottle of RC out of the refrigerator and sat down at the coffee table. Poured that Crown Royal in a glass. Filled her up with RC cola. reached to get it. And the Holy Ghost said, you better not.
Yeah, come on.
I set it down, looked at it, went back in the kitchen, come back in a few minutes, reached to get it again. The Holy Ghost said, you better not. About 4 o'clock that evening, all day long, that bell raised. I thought, if I just drink a little bit, I'll get this off of me. But there wasn't no getting it off.
Amen.
And there wasn't no drinking that day. Amen. Amen. My wife came in about 4 o'clock. I sat in there and she said, what's wrong with you? I said, there ain't nothing wrong with me. I lied like a dog. I said, but you better get your dress on. We're going to church. She had never, my brother, she had never heard me say anything about the house of God. Only I ain't a going. Amen. I went with her one time to a little Methodist church. Everything in there was burgundy. Amen. They played funeral music. Amen. And the preacher was as dead as the music was. And I sat on the back row. We walked out the door that morning. And I told her, I said, if this is church, I'll never have anything to do with it. She said, well, I'll go to church anywhere you want to go except where your mom and daddy goes. Amen. And she never said a word that night. I said, we're going to church. She didn't say where we're going. She said, okay. She never saw me like that. Went in there and got her dress on, come in there. We sat down on the couch, sitting there holding hands, and that liquor's still sitting there on the table. About an hour before church time. Amen, we're sitting there. My daddy had an old Ford truck, had loud muffers on it, and I heard that thing crank up about 20 after 6. Our service is starting at 7 o'clock, and that thing said, I looked at her. She said, your mom and daddy's leaving. I said, yeah. Heard him come out the driveway, get on the main road. Go down the road and pull out the stop sign. My daddy liked them loud muffers. He laid down on that old truck and I could hear it beller all the way up the holler. We sat there about 5 more minutes and I said, well, let's go. Went outside and got in that old car I had. Walked in the house of God and sat on the fourth pew from the back. C.J. Duval got up that night, preached, pyre. But I couldn't tell you one word he said. I said, turn and listen to that whole message. And I can't, to this day, I can't tell you what he preached on.
Hey, brother.
Old Brother Bill Bridges walked up during the invitation, picked that old red church hymnal up, and said, let's sing Why Not Tonight. Oh, Lord. I don't know where he come from or how he got to where I was. But all of a sudden on that fourth row, in the back, praise God, God come down where I was and said, it better be tonight, amen. And I didn't even get a hold of my wife or nothing. I just slipped out, come down the aisle, about on this side on. But just like that dear brother said this morning, something broke when I come out of that pew. Down in that altar I went. They gathered around me, and a man that I hated, I'd even swore, and if I ever saw him out, I'd run over and kill him. Amen.
Right.
And I got to praying. I don't know what all I prayed. Kind of like the last prayer. Help, Lord, please help me.
Yeah.
And I stood up that night, and there stood old Cuz right beside me. A man that I said I'll kill. And I looked at him, tears as they're dripping off his cheek. And I grabbed him and I said, Cuz, I love you.
Yeah,
I don't know where that come from. He looked at me and he grabbed me and he said, I love you too, Kitty. Amen.
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 Yeah.
I got off that old ship of destruction that night.
Amen.
Amen. I ain't a headed back, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. I got on board another ship that night. The old ship of Zion.
Yeah.
She's a sailing whale.
Yeah.
I noticed something about this old ship. The heavier the cargo, the better she sails. Hey, man, she may be riding low in the water, but thank God she's steady in the wave. let the storms blow, praise God. Amen. Let them try to overtake. She's still standing away.
Amen.
Amen. You'd think things in life would shake you. I was there in the hospital a few years back. Some of y'all know my story. Laying there and the doctor come in and said, Kenny, it's cancer and it's bad. It's bad. Said 6 months it'll be in your lungs. It's fast. That's been almost 7 years ago.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God I got on board and got help. Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
Amen. The storms have come in these days. Amen. Since I saved. But thank God she's held standing away. Thank God the sail's up. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. She's declaring her destination.
Yes, sir.
Amen. They have to tell where they're going. I won't tell y'all where I'm going now.
Amen.
I ain't going to hang around here much longer. Amen. I'm headed home. Amen. I'm headed to that golden shore.
Amen.
And the light's getting brighter and brighter. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. I got to thinking about how this ship's been doing. Amen. Don't look too good on the outside.
Amen.
It's been beat. They've tried to destroy it. They've tried to tear it apart. Old devils tore up churches. But they're still a remnant. Amen.
Amen.
They're still a little remnant on the ship. Headed home. I'm going to tell you, Brother Roger, you're probably the best friend of God. Amen. And it's a joy in my heart. Amen. To get to go to heaven with you, son. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Larry, I'm going to finish the course soon. Amen. My dear brother next morning said he's 68 years old. I'm 63. Amen. I thought, he's doing a little better than I am. Amen. Hey, I don't know when I'm going to leave. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm ready to go.
Amen.
Amen. It don't really matter how to me anymore. Amen. Got my boys saved, my wife saved. My mom and daddy's already over there. Thank God. Heaven's sounding sweeter every day. Thank God the light in my heart, praise God. When God turned on when he said, amen, it's a guiding light.
Amen.
Take us home. Take us home. That old ship, praise God, amen, has to declare that destination. Amen. He's done left the helm. Amen. He's got her head in the right direction. Amen. I watched some things and read some things in books. Amen. About these ships coming in the harbor. They have to lay down on the horn.
Yes.
When they're coming in the harbor, you can hear them big old ships go, ooh, ooh. We're singing a song in the choir the other night and they got a hold of me. I can hear them singing over the
harbor.
Amen. Amen. I can hear that echo. Thank God I'm coming from heaven's shore.
Amen.
Thank God I get in harmony with it when I hear it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. We're singing a song the other night in the church. I got a better place to go.
Well,
thank God it flew in my heart. And I said, thank God. What's this world got to hope read about it? Amen. The destruction and death and sin and sorrow. It's Him, praise God, that's got the hope. It's Him that's right. It ain't the world and the devil and everything else. It's Him. It's Him. Thank God, but this got a hold of me. Old Brother Mike Mills was on a carrier in the Mediterranean. I said, but Brother Mike, I said, what happens when that old carrier hits trouble? He said, well, preacher, he said, them destroyers is behind. They got 16-inch guns on them. Some of them got 11-inch guns. You'll catch that in a minute.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
Yes, sir.
And I said, well, Brother Mike, I said, what do they do? He said, when they pick up an enemy coming in, or a submarine, enemy submarine, he said, they radio back to them destroyers and says, enemy ahead. And them two destroyers, they can run faster than that carrier. They steam up, full steam ahead.
Amen.
And they pass that old cruiser up, or that old aircraft carrier. And they get out in front. And they take the front of the battle.
Yeah.
If there's any old submarines out there, they start dropping death charges. You can hear them go boom, boom. I woke up in the middle of midnight. Hey, man, old devil fighting everything he could fight. And I've heard the Holy Ghost in my soul say, boom. Shake my bed. Thank God, make me get up. Hey, man, stand in my middle of my bedroom, raise my hand. Say, thank God, I'm glad you're ahead of me, Lord. Hey, side by side with him, amen. He's ahead of me. Thank God he's taking the battle, amen. He's paid the price. Thank God, get off that ship you're on. Get on the good ship of God, amen. Let's go to heaven on the old ship, amen. Take your youngest with you. For the glory of God. Come on, preacher.